Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We are back on a Wednesday, the WIP Afternoon Show. Another day, another episode of As the Eagles Turn. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
How about those Sixers last night?
Oh, hey, come on.
Big win against the Celtics, man. Brother
Beat
Spike.
The Celtics.
Come on, man. You got to be happy about that. Listen, 2-1 series lead in that.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That's pivotal.
We got the playoff tiebreaker over the Celtics.
Right, that was pivotal, man.
Oubre with the game winner.
Come on, man.
Yep.
Did you look into his eyes?
Hell yeah.
K-9.
K-9.
K-9. Ah, oh, yes. As the world turns with the Philadelphia Eagles. So looking forward to getting into this today.
Oh,
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
Jackie Baseball, you hear the sarcasm in my voice. Please tell me, in baseball-related news, that we didn't lose Goldilocks in center field. Holla at your boy.
Not dead yet.
Okay.
Not dead yet.
Oh, were you premature last night?
Well, he was premature. Yeah. Everyone was premature. But the good thing we got Scoops on the case.
Yes.
She kind of calmed our fears down.
Yes. We will get into the Harrison Bader stuff later. We do have just a banana show. So Elliot Shore Parks will join us at 2:30. He wasn't able to join us yesterday because he's flying back from Green Bay. So he'll be here. Then LaShawn Shady McCoy joins us at 3 o'clock. So we'll talk to Shady.
Best running back in franchise history.
Absolutely.
Now, my favorite is B. West, because no doubt the B. West is my top dog. But
of course, Saquon has an opportunity.
Can't argue Shady now is the best running back in franchise history.
Then Flyers and 50 with Broads at 3:30. Then Baldy at 4 o'clock. Then Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings at 4:30.
Which is our idea.
It is a banana show. An absolutely banana show. So speaking of bananas, like, you know, you wake up this morning, you go on the internet, you think about, you know, try to see what you missed from the night before. I was up pretty late. I figured I didn't miss anything because I saw the Sixers game, did a podcast. Mm-hmm. But now you wake up and like, oh, AJ was on Twitch. Oh, all right. So I want to be clear before we get into this. We have our meeting before the show. And like, we as a collective are tired of doing this. We as a collective. Mm-hmm. However, our job is to talk about the Philadelphia Eagles and the things that are of note and interest to the Philadelphia Eagles and for you, for the Philadelphia Eagles fan. And this is, unfortunately, of note. So if you missed all of it, AJ was a guest on Janky Rondo's Twitch stream last night.
You a big fan?
I'm not. Well, I'm not an anti or whatever. I'm just never on Twitch. I know a lot of people know what Twitch is, but just in case you don't, Twitch is like sort of like YouTube, except everybody's playing video games on Twitch all the time. So Twitch is very, very big, and a lot of people have thousands of Twitch streamers or whatever. So that is what AJ was on. So AJ was on Janky Rondo's Twitch stream, and they were playing Madden, and Janky Rondo was asking AJ questions about what's going on. So we're going to play you three segments of the show before we tell you what we think. So here is the first segment that is of note.
Hey, but look, everything be good though. Like,
oh, wait,
like,
you know Jack, can you stop it for a second? The first voice you're hearing is not, I know you know what AJ sounds like, but just to clear it up, the bigger voice, the one that you hear first, is Janky Rondo, and then it is AJ, just so you're clear. All right, go ahead.
Hey, but look, everything be good though? Like, you know what I'm saying? Everything be straight? You know what I'm saying? Mental good, kids good, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, Trimmer. Where have you been?
No, I'm just checking up, like you my dog. Like, I still got, you know what I'm saying? I gotta check up, you know what I'm saying? Like,
see? Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Like family good, yeah.
Yeah.
Everything else? No.
Man, everything gonna click, bro. Chat, chill, look, look. Everything gonna click, bro.
This show.
Oh, hey, bro. Hey, bro. No, you got chat cracking up, bro.
Awesome. How you been? Yeah, I've been, struggling, brother.
So I'll be honest, that was the first one I heard, and my reaction to that, we'll get to all three, was just like, well, that is kind of funny. It has been an S show around AJ. Okay, whatever. But then there were more clips that came out through the morning, and here is another one just about AJ when he gets the ball.
No.
Oh, no, you're not. Oh, you're stupid. Let's show him some love.
Man, Alex, let's show him!
No, good things happen when he gets touches it. Oh! Let's... So, from 11, some love. Let's see how that goes. What's up, Joe? What daddy at? Oh, right there.
No!
Touchdown! Yo.
Oh, my God, bro. Man, that boy dancing his ass off.
Hey, you see what I'm saying? It's been only positive.
So he said, good things happen when I get touches. And if you see... Threw a touchdown to himself. And if you see in the game that they're playing, AJ has 9 catches for like 180 yards or something like that.
And what were Devontae's numbers?
He didn't have any catches. So here is the final little clip that is of note.
I promise you, you might get 200. And I ain't even trolling.
Hey. If you got me on fantasy, man, get rid of me.
If you've got me on fantasy, get rid of me. A note specifically for Ike Reese here. So
they're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
Well, just because you had him in fantasy.
No, yeah.
Like, look,
that one hit me right in the heart there.
Look, here's my thing, because I've noticed that there seems to be like two schools of thought. One, he has a point. Two, I'm mad at AJ Brown. Why is he doing it again? You shouldn't be mad at A.J. Brown. You should be mad at the Eagles. Don't be mad at A.J. Brown. Be mad at the Eagles. If your wife or husband or girlfriend or boyfriend cheats on you 10 times and you let them back and they cheat again, that is on you. That is not on them. They decided not to trade him at the trade deadline. He basically repeatedly, publicly, without saying it those words, he expressed he wasn't going to be, didn't want to be here. He expressed that. He didn't do the whole T.O. thing. He seems like a good dude, but he was, even when he had good games, there were the posts that he wasn't happy. Mm-hmm. It was obvious to everybody he wasn't happy. And they decided that his 2 catches a game, or whatever he's getting this year, was worth risking the chaos that could ensue from having him here. There was no chance he was going to stop. We all wanted it to happen. We all thought, wouldn't it be nice if he did?
Right.
But if I made you, who are listening, bet right past the trade deadline, is something like this going to happen again? If I made you bet, if I put you on a lie detector, you would bet yes, it probably would. You would hope that it wouldn't, but you would be yes, that it probably would. So the fact is it going to derail the season? I don't know, but I know it's not good. Like, it's not good for this to come up again. It's not good for Nick Sirianni to have to answer questions about it again. Jalen Hurts is going to have to answer questions about it again. It's not good. It's not good. This isn't a positive thing, but it's not. I wouldn't be mad at him at this point. He showed you what he wanted, and the Eagles decided not to trade him. So be mad at the Eagles. I expected it. I don't think it's good for the team. I don't know if it derails what happens, but like, this is not, it should not be a surprise to anybody.
Yeah, I guess I understand some of that. I would say, is it any of his fault that there are mixed messages at times?
Oh, yeah. I'm not blaming him for... I'm not absolving him. I'm not saying that this is good and he should be able to do it.
Right.
None of that.
No, I'm just saying when I say mixed messages, that he'll say he wants to be here and he's happy here.
Oh, right.
So that lets fans believe that you want to be here and you're happy here.
Yes. I think sometimes you can say, I agree with you. Those are mixed messages. Like, and I think the truth is that he likes the city. I think he likes being on the Eagles. I don't think he likes playing with Jalen Hurts. I don't think he wants to play with Jalen Hurts anymore. Right. I think that's pretty much it. And I think like you can say what he says to your face, and then with his actions, and his to me his actions indicated this isn't going to slow down.
Right.
You know.
No, listen. Yeah. No. I totally understand that. And I was in the camp of you keep him. You're trying to win a Super Bowl this year. I believe the Eagles also believe they can manage this situation to the best of their ability to get through the rest of the year. This is going to be interesting. And this is where we as a fan base, I don't know how to tell everybody how to deal with this.
Sure.
Right? We want to focus on the team and be happy the team is winning. I think it's unfair to the team when this is what we're talking about. Now, it's not that we're being unfair to the team. AJ is in part to blame for putting this out as a talking point to where this is what we're focusing on more than the team and things they could do better, but also enjoying the fact that we have a 7-2 team that's in first place. So I think this is unfair to them. Nick Sirianni's having to answer these questions
again
about AJ another week. So that's where, as a fan, I'm like I want to win this year. I think we're a better team with A.J. Brown on the team. But you also don't want the other stuff that comes along with it.
Not every most talented team wins because they have the most talent.
Right.
It's good to have the most talent.
Right.
But like,
but culture, cohesiveness, chemistry, all those things matter. Hey, here's what I would say. If you were to take Devontae's numbers from this year and give them to AJ, and we gave AJ's numbers to Devontae, what would this be like right now?
I don't know.
Well, are we talking about Devontae? Should get the ball more?
Yeah, I have no idea. I don't know.
I don't think that would be the case.
Yes,
I'm just giving you my.
Sure.
I just don't think that would be the case.
Yes.
AJ would be happy. Right? Because it's
you would think.
If we're assuming that this is just about getting touches, right? Yeah. And this is where I think AJ does himself a disservice in this scenario at times, is that it comes off as being selfish.
Mm-hmm.
It comes off as you're putting your individual wants and needs above the team. If the team was 2-7, he would have 1,000% support behind him. You're 2-7. Why aren't you getting your best player or one of your best players involved more? He could help you win. The team is winning, and we're talking about this. So it's perceived that he believes him being involved more should come before anything else.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Shutter Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, we can try to twist it and spin it how we want to. And then we know AJ's a good guy and his teammates like him. And it seems like everybody in the building gets along with all those things. But what we're doing is trying to ignore what is coming off as me over team. That puts the fan base in a quandary. Because all we preach is team success. The team is all that matters. The team is what matters most. As long as we're winning, that's what should matter the most. We love it when all the players feel the same way. The mixed messages and the mixed messaging coming now, it has people thinking, well, AJ's right. He should be involved more. But did you forget the team actually won Monday night? They're 7-2 with the best record in the NFC. But we're focused on, we should get him the ball more. He's focused on, he should get the ball more. That's not what we cheer for. Well, and we're now being put in a position that do we support him and what he wants? By the way, do you realize in supporting that idea, you're either not supporting the quarterback in his play, who's always under the spotlight, who's always under scrutiny, who's always being scrutinized, and never complains and throws anybody under the bus, or you have a problem with the play calling. So that's where Kevin Petullo comes in, and he's like the fall guy.
Yes,
he's like the fall guy
for everybody. Right?
Like, everybody wants to blame Kevin Petullo when things aren't going well. I gotta tell you, Spike, I'm confused. I like AJ. I wanted him to keep. I thought it would be foolish to trade him.
He's awesome.
But if you're gonna do this every week, it's going to get talked about.
Yes.
And they're going to get questioned about it. And I don't know if that's going to lead to – if they don't wind up winning the Super Bowl, how are we going to feel in the end if somehow we don't wind up winning the Super Bowl?
Which is more likely than not, by the way. Even if the Eagles are the best team in football, like if you were to look at odds are – even if they're the favorite, the odds are that somebody else will win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You know, they could.
You'd rather have somebody beat you than you do this to yourself.
Absolutely.
100%. That's what I as a fan don't want to accept. That we're going to be self-inflicted and this is what we're going to do to ourselves as a team?
Because of this?
Because, yeah. When we clearly have enough talent to go out and win another Super Bowl. See, everybody's okay right now because the season isn't over. But if this thing doesn't end the way we all want it to end, I seriously doubt everybody's going to be like, you know what, man? AJ was right. We should have been giving AJ the ball, this and that and the other. Because we're talking about an individual over the team.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to be on the wrong side of history with that. It's always about the team. I can understand AJ's frustration wanting to be involved more. When your team is winning, you got to suppress all of that stuff. You got to suppress your individual wants. When a team is losing, you got a little bit more of a leg to stand on. Well, that you should be involved more.
There's the Nick Sirianni thing is sometimes you, sometimes me, always us.
Yes.
And that is not what this is.
Yes.
215-592-9494. Leading us off, Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP.
Man, hey y'all! What is our record?
7-2.
I can't tell, man.
Keep the main thing the main thing, man.
Hey, man, and this is a little bit close to home. Let's touch on this. So, Jack, everybody loves Jack. Jack, the producer, but you know he the third name on the show. So how would bosses handle it if Jack just put a post out like, "Damn, I wish I could talk on the show more." Spike taking all the time.
Wow.
Like, amen.
Like, talks like, speaking for a lot of people.
No, what I'm saying is, like,
yes,
we all got jobs, man. Like, we all, like, you can't just go out there bashing your job. Because I know people going to call, like, we are fans and the media. We can say it. We know A.J. Brown needs the ball more. We know we need to incorporate A.J. Brown into the offense more. Like, you know, that's like 1 + 1 = 2. We know that. But it's like when he does it and he goes out here and say it, like putting it on social media, that doesn't get you the ball, bro. All that does is makes your teammates have to answer for if you're happy or not. When your coach comes on WIP, he got to answer if you're happy or not. Like, it's like, I don't know. And I know what Spike, how you talk about, oh, like if you're in a relationship and you cheat. But if we're in a relationship and we go into counseling and I'm in counseling and you're telling me I love it here, I want to do this, I want to do that. But after every counseling session, you going back out there to cheat. Well, damn. What are we doing counseling for? You see what I'm saying? Like, it's like,
yeah.
I think A.J. Brown is a great player, and he's a great talent. And I agree, he should get the ball more. But it's like, bro, you, the way you are acting, like, you going on people's streams and stuff, and, you, and he know what he doing.
Yeah.
Like, he know it. Mm-hmm. This ain't no nothing new. Like, he ain't doing nothing like, oh, I didn't know I was being recorded. And when you go to the media and you talk, stand doing what you say. You got all them muscles built like a damn action figure. All that talking, be a man. Say, I want the football. Don't say WIP, the media, fans. Like, be a man. Stand on what the hell you said. Because I'm tired of this dude. Every time they call him out or he talking, it's always the media trying to spin what he said. Boo, you said it. We ain't spinning nothing. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so it's like, either you want to win games and you want to get stats. And I don't even want to bring up the receivers from the other teams and all that. Like, we know the great receivers in the league, the Jeffersons, the A.J. Browns, all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
All I'm going to say is I guarantee you some of those guys, Justin Jefferson, he probably wish he had some of what A.J. Brown was going through right now, because that dude can't win with any of his quarterbacks, right? And I don't even try to change the topic onto that. I get it. We want you to be great. We want you to get the football. But none of us, Ike, Spike, Fritz, Uncle Hugh, you know what I'm saying? None of us, Joe Giglio, we can't get you the ball. That's your quarterback and that's your coach. That's your GM. If you can't talk to them, then maybe you should tell them you need to step away from the team. And I don't want to get to that because I'm not trying to derail the season.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like what you're doing is selfish. And let us do the talking for you, bro. We'll get you the football. We'll bitch. We'll complain. We'll do all that. But when you do it, it looks soft. And we don't want no sucker stuff done on this team. We try to win a championship, dog. And if you ain't with us, you against us. And right now, you looking like you against us. That's all.
Yeah. Good call, Corey.
Yeah, good call,
I mean,
Corey.
Listen,
yeah.
And I don't think anything he said last night was inflammatory.
No, I right? thought most of it was funny, but yeah. it's just subtle shots.
It's yeah. subliminal yeah. stuff. Yeah. Like that's what it is, and it leads you to believe he's feeling a certain way versus what's happening. You want everybody to be happy that the team is winning. No one's saying you're satisfied you only scored 10 points, but does it need to be pointed out every time things don't go your way? Like, seriously, if we do this every game, like, when, well, I wouldn't be happy either. When he scored 14 points, or he only had 3 catches. Like, the team won. It's like, I get it. Like, we get it. We understand it. You should get the ball more. I don't know. Devontae called 4 passes.
Right, right.
You called 2.
Yeah.
Like, what do you want me to do? Like, it's not like somebody went out there and had 9 or 10 catches at your expense, is what I'm saying.
Well, and the other thing is, nothing can happen now. To Corey's point, it's not going to help him get the ball. He can't get traded until the offseason. Like, at this point, it's just doing it for the sake of doing it.
And,
you know?
And listen, I'm going to say this. Is as long as they are winning, ultimately, nobody's going to care that you didn't get 8 catches for 120 yards. I'm just telling you. As long as they're winning, that's all fans truly care about.
Mm-hmm.
Right. He got you on your fantasy team, and we could be one of my favorite players. I got your jersey, all that type of stuff. My son got A.J. Brown jersey. We're A.J. Brown fans. None of that supersedes the team's success. It just doesn't. That's like complaining that Jalen doesn't throw for 300 yards. Well, if he throws for a buck 80 or 200, nobody's going to care as long as they're still winning. They just won a Super Bowl. They just won a Super Bowl. Think about this, Spike. They just won a Super Bowl. And this is this doesn't minimize AJ's greatness as a player. But what it does minimize is his significance. He feels he has to have an impact on their winning for them to ultimately win. They just won a Super Bowl running the ball without AJ being a dominant player. I just witnessed that, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
I just witnessed that. So the idea that we can only be successful if he gets the ball
is not
false.
True. Yeah, it doesn't
they
add up.
They won the Super Bowl.
Yes.
I, don't know what else to do about that. Like, I don't know what else to say about that. Like, sure, I want him to get the ball because I think he's a dominant player and all of that, but you can't tell me his individual success is directly predicated on team's overall success is directly impacted by his individual success. Well, no. That's what I was trying to say. The team's overall success. He's sure he contributes, but this is a team from an offensive standpoint that wins in a multitude of ways. They don't rely on one person to do it.
And they're 7-2 with him having the worst season of his career after winning the Super Bowl. So, all right. 215-592-9494.
And we're AJ fans.
Love AJ.
But I'm just saying, like, the idea that we can't win. They just won a Super Bowl with his lowest output, and he missed four games last year.
Yes.
Those are the facts.
They also had the best offensive game of the year without him playing, for what it's worth.
Last week or 2 weeks ago.
Against the Giants. It's like not for nothing.
Those are things you can't argue against.
Devontae Smith's having the best season of his career. Not for nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. Elliot joins us next along with some spicy back and forths with Coach Sirianni and the media today.
He's starting to wear down, Coach.
Poor coach.
Welcome to Philly.
More gray in that beard by the day.
Yeah, it's starting to wear him down, man.
Yeah, he's gonna have that president aging, you know, that happens to presidents, right, happen to Coach Sirianni. All right, we'll talk about that with you next, as well as Elliot Shore Parks. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike Spike and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.